Carmo Convent. This was the most important Gothic temple in Lisbon until it was left in ruins by the great earthquake of 1755. General Nuno Álvarez Pereira ordered its construction, which took 34 years to accommodate the Order of the Carmelites. Upon completion, its founder, Fray Nuno de Santa Maria, moved inside until his death just a few years later. After the earthquake of 1755, only a small portion of the church remained standing. The structure that we see today constitutes one of only a few existing examples of medieval Portuguese architecture. The convent, on the other hand, remains relatively unscathed. Inside, it houses the Carmo Archaeological Museum, which tells the story of Lisbon from prehistory to the Middle Ages. The collection includes Paleolithic stone chippings, objects related to Neolithic funerary rituals, the sarcophagus of the Muses of the Roman period, the 14th-century tomb of King Ferdinand I, and the tomb of Nuno Álvarez Pereira. There is also a space dedicated to the collection of two of the most important Portuguese archaeologists of the 19th century, Posidonio da Silva and Januario Correia de Almeida. Inside are Egyptian sarcophagi and South American mummies.